This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. That's right. The lines are open right now, and you're not going to get a busy signal. You get right to us. You'll get a recording. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and perhaps you can get on Science Fantastic. And the number to call, the magic number is, write this down, the magic number is 612-564-8135. Once again, the number to call is 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, perhaps your thoughts will be heard on national radio. And for that matter, let's say you're having dinner with the kids, and the kids ask you a homework problem that leaves you stumped. What are you going to do? Well, what you're going to say to the kids is, why don't you call 612-564-8135? Why don't you get on national radio to ask your science question? That's right. Have your kids come on national radio to be on Science Fantastic. Although we should say that no question is too dumb or too silly to put on national radio. Years ago, there was a 23-year-old gentleman who watched an apple fall to the ground. And then he saw the moon, and then he asked himself a simple question, a children's question. Does the moon also fall? If an apple falls, does the moon also fall? Well, an apple falls because, of course, there's the gravitational attraction, but what about the gravitational attraction going out to the moon? Well, he got a sheet of paper, worked out some of the details, and realized that he didn't have the mathematics to solve the problem. So what did he do? He created his new mathematics. He discovered calculus in order to calculate the falling moon problem. Who was this 23-year-old gentleman who changed the course of modern history? It was Isaac Newton. So you see, some of the greatest questions of all time sound stupid, silly when you first ask them, but the answers could be profound. Does the moon also fall? The answer is yes. The moon is in free fall. It doesn't hit the Earth, of course, because the Earth is round. It spins around the Earth. But yes, the trajectory of the moon is that of an object in free fall. And then Newton drew a diagram which changed the course of world history. He imagined himself sitting on a mountaintop, throwing a rock, or shooting a rock with a cannon. The rock, of course, would fall toward the base of the rock. But if you threw it fast enough, hard enough, it would go farther and farther until it spun around the Earth completely and hit him in the back of his head. In other words, the object was in an orbit. Then he replaced that rock with the moon. Does the moon also fall? The answer is yes. It falls just like a rock would fall around the moon if you threw the rock fast enough that it would orbit the Earth. So sometimes the silliest questions are the most profound of all. Okay, well, once again, in this hour, we're going to answer your listener phone calls. So let's move on now to the first listener phone call.
Professor Kaku, this is Stu calling from Muldoon, Alaska. I have a question. A relative of mine had macular degeneration and went blind before she died. She claimed that she experienced problems with her eyes when she was looking at the stars, in the form of a sudden pain in both eyes. I'm wondering, is there something that can affect human eyes in deep space or from a satellite. She eventually went blind and died. But I've always thought about what she said. It was a sudden experience, and she still had sight after it. She went to the eye doctors and eventually had macular degeneration. Thank you for your show. We love it.
Okay, well, yes, macular degeneration is one of the main reasons why the elderly have problems with their vision. It causes clouding of their eye, especially in the cornea region. And you mentioned two questions. First of all, is there any phenomenon which can interfere with your eyesight coming from the stars? And the answer is yes. And the second question is, well, can that happen to you on the Earth by simply looking at the stars? And the answer to that is probably no. First of all, the astronauts that we've had on Science Fantastic, and we've had a number of astronauts, they tell me that looking at outer space, they see flashes of light right inside their eyeball. What are these flashes of light caused by? Cosmic rays. Cosmic rays perhaps caused by colliding black holes in outer space. Think about that. You're actually witnessing perhaps cataclysmic cosmic events that took place billions of years ago. They're manifested as subatomic particles whizzing through your eyeball, causing streaks of light. On one hand, it is a little bit dangerous because, of course, astronauts have to worry about radiation in outer space. But on the other hand, it is incredible that your eyeball is able to pick up this kind of radiation. First of all, when a subatomic particle from outer space races through the atmosphere, it rips the electrons off the atoms, creating ions. The ions then can form a trail by condensing, let's say, water vapor along that trail, and that's called a cloud chamber. A cloud chamber is what I built when I was in high school when I wanted to detect antimatter coming from a sodium-22 source. I put sodium-22 inside a cloud chamber with a magnetic field, turned on the magnetic field, and I saw tracks of subatomic particles, anti-electrons, traveling inside my cloud chamber. Now, this will also happen inside your eyeball. Cosmic rays will go through your eyeball, the aqueous humor of your eyeball, causing it to ionize, and the ionization causes a slight electrical discharge in the form of a spark. And so, yes, astronauts do see the sparks taking place right inside their eyeball. Now, does it hurt? And the answer is no. So could this be the mechanism that perhaps your relative felt? Well, perhaps not, because this radiation is very faint and it cannot be felt. But it does mean that, yes, in some sense, your eyeball can be tuned to events happening in outer space. Okay, let's take the next listener phone call.
Hello, Dr. Michikaku. This is Jack Connor from Long Beach. I heard a story once, one of your books, that you built something like a nuclear reactor when you were a teenager in your garage. And specifically that you had some kind of family member drive you around to get parts for it. I was just wondering if it's possible to tell this story on air. Thank you, and I cannot wait to read The Future of Humanity. Take care.
Great. Well, I'm glad you like my book, The Future of Humanity. And yes, it's true. When I was in high school, I was at the age of 16, 17, I built a 2.3 million electron volt Betatron electron accelerator in my mom's garage. First of all, I went to Westinghouse, and I got 400 pounds of transformer steel, which I then cut up and shaped in my high school machine shop. Then I went to Varian Associates, and I got 22 miles of copper wire. And, of course, I had to wind this gigantic spool of wire. So I went to the high school football field. I put the gigantic spool of wire on the goalpost, suspended it from the goalpost, and gave it to my father. He then grabbed the wire, ran to the 50-yard line, gave it to my mother. My mother then took it at the 50-yard line, ran to the goalpost, and we wound 22 miles of copper wire on the high school football field. Well, finally, it was ready. It consumed 6 kilowatts of power. And I'll tell you what happened when I turned it on after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. And after the break, I'll tell you what happened when I turned on my Atom Smasher.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. This is your hour. This is the chance when you can ask that question about science that's always been bothering you. A question about the universe. A question about our bodies. A question about our future. A question about our children. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. But before the break, we had a question about, well, my science fair project. Yes, when I was in high school, I was enamored of antimatter. So I went to the old Atomic Energy Commission, now called the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, and I asked for permission to get sodium-22, which is radioactive, and I put in the cloud chamber that I built and put in a magnetic field, and with a camera I took gorgeous photographs of antimatter in my mom's garage. Well, I wasn't satisfied with that. I wanted to create a beam of antimatter, rather than just analyze the emission of antimatter from sodium-22. And for that, you need an atom smasher. So I went to Stanford University, which was not too far from my high school, and I got the blueprint for a Betatron accelerator. A Betatron accelerator is one of the main designs for an atom smasher. In fact, it's used in hospitals today to create that beam of X-rays sometimes used in medical therapy. Well, this is when I was in high school. So I got the blueprint. I got 400 pounds of transformer steel, 22 miles of copper wire, and I built a Betatron accelerator in my mom's garage. It consumed 6 kilowatts of power, an enormous amount of power, drained the electricity in my mom's circuits, and then it was ready. I closed my eyes, shut my ears, and I plugged in my atom smasher. I heard this huge crackling sound, just like in a mad scientist laboratory. 6 kilowatts of raw power surged through my capacitor bank, and then I heard this pop, pop, pop sound as I blew out every single circuit breaker in the house. You know, I was on the Larry King show once, and I told him the story, and Larry King told me, well, as a young kid, you were not only the only person to have an atom smasher in your mom's garage. Perhaps you were the only one, period, to have an atom smasher because you'll blow the neighborhood block apart. Well, there was no chance that I would blow the block apart, as Larry King told me. However, I blew out all the fuses in my mom's garage. My poor mom, she come home from a hard day's work. And she would say to herself, okay, where is the fuse box? How many fuses did he blow out today? And she must have wondered to herself, why couldn't I have a son who plays basketball? Why can't I have a son who plays baseball? And for God's sake, why can't he find a nice Japanese girlfriend? Why does he have to build these gigantic machines in the garage? Well, those machines helped to change my life. I went to the National Science Fair, and I met Edward Teller, father of the hydrogen bomb. Now, I did not have to explain to Edward Teller what antimatter was. He, of course, was at the forefront of atomic physics for many a decade and helped to build the atomic bomb and later the hydrogen bomb. He took a liking to me, and he became my mentor. In fact, I used to go to his house several times a year in Berkeley, and I used to talk with him about science, politics, and the great universe around us. And so that atom smasher helped to change my life because he arranged for me to get a scholarship to Harvard so I could begin my career as a physicist. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi there, my name is Derek Allsweet. I'm calling from Chico, California. My question is about time being circular. I'm watching the show Dark on Netflix right now. At the beginning, it says that time is a circle, not a straight line. It also says something about a 33-year reset or restart of time. Is there any truth to either of these things? Thank you for your answers.
Well, the short answer is probably no, but it makes for great science fiction, and I love science fiction. But let me explain. Isaac Newton thought that time was like an arrow. You fire it, never deviates, the past is the past, the future is the future, and it progresses evenly throughout the universe, so that 1 second on the Earth is 1 second on the moon. 12 o'clock on the Earth is 12 o'clock throughout the entire universe. 1 second is 1 second everywhere in the universe. Well, that's a Newtonian picture, which is common sense. However, then along comes Einstein, who says, not so fast. Time is a river. It's a river which can meander, speed up, or slow down. And as a consequence, time is not absolute. It can bend, it can speed up, slow down. And we measure this all the time with our devices. This is not science fiction. Right here in my laboratory, in our laboratory here at the college, we actually measure this. Now, along comes string theory and says, wait a minute. Perhaps the river of time can fork into two rivers, or perhaps the river of time can have whirlpools in the river of time. This is something that we take very seriously. These are called closed time-like loops. In other words, they are time machines. When the river of time warps and goes back on itself to create a circle. And so in that sense, you could have a circular time. Now, then the next question is, how do you do this? Is this really physically realizable? And that's when things began to break down. You see, in order to speed up or slow down the fabric of time, you have to have a star. You have to have gigantic amounts of energy to do that, like a black hole, for example. You just can't do this in your living room. We're talking about fabulous amounts of energy. And to have the river of time fork into two rivers, or to create a closed time-like loop, you need two things. One, tremendous amounts of positive energy to create a whirlpool in the fabric of time. Second, you need negative energy to stabilize it. Those are the two basic ingredients. Now, it turns out that positive energy, it exists in the form of a black hole, but we cannot manipulate black holes easily. That's an understatement. Second of all, once you can have tremendous amounts of positive energy, you have to stabilize it with negative energy. Negative energy is extremely difficult to manipulate. In the laboratory, we have created it, but only in minute quantities. You need tremendous amounts of negative energy in order to stabilize this wormhole. So to answer your question, yes, we physicists do look at the question of circular time, but is it practical? Well, not for us. Maybe for an intelligent species much more advanced than us. Now, if you saw the movie Interstellar, that was a movie that whose consultants were PhD physicists. In fact, Kip Thorne won the Nobel Prize last year. He was one of the consultants for that film, Interstellar. And so when I thought to myself, how did he get around the fact that we humans do not have enough energy to create these gigantic interstellar machines? How is he going to get around that? And there was a very clever answer to that question. It turns out that the wormhole, which took us to the outer reaches of the galaxy, where did it come from in the movie with Matthew McConaughey? It came from our descendants in the future. So we cannot create the machine of that power, but our children's 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 children, were capable of building the machine and sending a message backwards in time, giving us the instructions as to how to navigate through a wormhole. That's how they got around that. Pretty sneaky, I thought. Okay, well, let's move right along now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Kaku. This is Chance Smith from Cincinnati, Ohio. And I was just wondering, in the future, do you think long-distance space travel will be solved by going faster or at the speed of light? Or in like another manner, such as reconfiguring the atoms in a different place to be a different you, but they'd have the same information as you. Just basically, they just transfer the information, not the physical atoms itself. Thank you.
Well, you're absolutely right that it is possible, well within the known laws of physics, to have information travel throughout the galaxy. The simplest method is what I call laser porting, and I mentioned this in my book, The Future of Humanity. It's a technology that we should have by the end of the century. First of all, we are in the process of digitizing people at the present time. Believe it or not, there's a Silicon Valley company which will digitize everything known about you. In other words, digital immortality. Let's take a short commercial break, by the way, and afterwards we're going to talk about the question, can you become immortal digitally? And if so, can you travel at the speed of light throughout the galaxy? Stay tuned. Once again, the number to call is 612-564-8135, and you can get on Science Fantastic.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care.
Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Well, before the break, we had a call about, is it possible that we can digitally send ourselves throughout the universe? And the answer, surprisingly enough, is yes. First of all, we are in the process now, not tomorrow, now, of digitizing people. In other words, in the future, when you go to the library and you take a book out about Winston Churchill, not only will you read about him, you'll talk to him. You'll have a conversation with him. A holographic image of Winston Churchill will appear to you, and you can ask any question and have a very interesting conversation with Winston Churchill, because all his videotapes, all his memoirs, everything known about him has been digitized, and I would love to have a conversation with Albert Einstein. I mean, think about that. Everything known about him, his theories, his interviews, would be digitized, put in an avatar in a computerized form, and one day you will also be digitized so that you will be immortal as a digital avatar. This avatar will look like you, talk like you, have all your mannerisms, and by the end of the century, will have the Connectome project finished, and it will have all your memories as well. That's right. We're going to map the neural pathways of the entire human brain. This is called the Connectome Project. Every neuron will be digitized, and so you will live forever, even though your biological body has died. Your digital fingerprint, with all your memories, everything known about you, will survive. And then I think we should put it on a laser beam and send the laser beam to the stars. Think about that. Your consciousness, your personality, can be shot to the moon in 1 second. On the moon, there is a mainframe which downloads your connectome and then puts you in a robotic avatar. This avatar is not digital. It is robotic. It is superhuman. It can live on Mars, Jupiter, the moon, anywhere you want. It has a superhuman body. You can perform superhuman feats, and it is perfect. You're handsome, you're gorgeous, all your desires of your youth are fulfilled in this mechanical avatar. And then when you get bored, you can go back onto the laser beam and laser port yourself to the next star, the next galaxy. And at the speed of light, you can begin to explore the universe. Now, this is physically possible by the end of the century, and I personally think, let me stick my neck out, I personally think this already exists, that aliens from outer space perhaps have already mastered the art of laser porting themselves across the galaxy. Perhaps next to the Earth there's a superhighway of billions of souls, souls zapping their way across the galaxy. And we humans are too primitive and too dumb to know it. You know, my friends who are PhD physicists, like myself, they spend a whole lifetime searching for alien messages in radio from outer space. And I tell them, why radio? I mean, radio is so 20th century. They should laser port themselves across the galaxy. Why bother with radio? But unfortunately, that's all we do. When we look for alien life in outer space, all we do is look at radio emissions from alien civilizations. I think there could be a laser port highway next to us, and we're clueless, absolutely clueless about its existence. Okay, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, you're listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call.
To being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hear that?
That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And once again, I'd like to thank everyone who showed up on my book tour. We average between 300 to 400 people for each stop. And in Menlo Park, California, we actually had 1,200 people sign up to hear my lecture about my book, The Future of Humanity. And because of that, because of you, the listener, the book shot to the New York Times bestseller list and several other bestseller lists. So thank you once again for supporting The Future of Humanity. By the way, I'm still traveling around the country. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and it's not too late. Perhaps I'll be there to sign your copy of The Future of Humanity, and afterwards you can go to eBay and auction it off for money. That's right, you can actually make money by going to my book tour. Okay, well, let's move right along to the next listener phone call.
Hello, my name is Eric. I'm actually from Twitter, and I'm calling from Los Angeles. My question is, do you find yourself optimistic about humanity? It's kind of vague, but by this, I mean, have you seen yourself become more and more confident over the years that we, as a species, will become spacefaring, or at the very least, that will far increase the standard of living of near every individual on the planet? Or do you find yourself worrying for our future and that we may not reach these goals? And maybe do you have friends and colleagues who may disagree with you? Thanks again.
Well, you ask a very, very important question. Am I optimistic or pessimistic about the future? And my personal philosophy is very simple. I personally believe that the smallest unit of history is the decade. Anything smaller than that, and you're talking about random fluctuations. You get all mired up on these little blips that are of no consequence. However, when you look at history decade by decade, going back to the 80s, going back to the 40s, going back to the turn of the century, you realize the enormous, absolutely staggering amount of progress that's being made. Now, you may say to yourself, well, the last 50 years we had the Cold War, and history pretty much stood still during that 50-year period of time. But no, if you take a look at the average human being, you realize that in the last several decades, hundreds of millions of people entered the middle class, especially in China and in India. Hundreds of millions, people that were once upon a time confined to abject poverty, disease, perpetual warfare and strife, are now beginning to have aspirations of a middle class lifestyle. And so when you look on that scale, the scale of decades to centuries, then you realize that, well, yeah, there are setbacks like World War I and World War II, but in the main, things got better. Back in the 1800s, we had kings and queens, for God's sakes, that were absolute rulers. Their rule was law, no democracy, no input. And I think that is a tremendous plus for humanity. Another plus for humanity is the development of the internet. Dictators love ignorance. They love poverty because then they can control their subjects. If the subjects were rich and their subjects were educated, well, they would overthrow the dictator. And so when I was a kid, I still remember the concept of dictator for life. It was the Cold War, and if you had a patron, the United States or the Soviet Union, you were a pawn of one of the two superpowers. You were permanent. You were a dictator for life. The joke was the only way we could remove you was in a coffin. Well, those days are gone. Now we have dictator for a few months because of the fact that the internet has spread information around the universe so that people are saying to themselves, why do I have to live like this? Why do I have to be poor? Because other countries live in freedom and prosperity. And so they overthrow their dictators. And dictator for life is a term that we don't use anymore. Then the other question is, if in the main things are getting better, then how come people are so pessimistic? Well, I think it's because of genetics. Let's face it. Our basic personality has not changed for thousands of years, and our ancestors, for the most part, were pessimistic, fearful monkeys. I mean, think about it for a moment. You realize that if our ancestors were bold, and they were totally optimistic, and they were fearless, well, most of them would probably die, and they didn't have progeny to carry on their genes. Our ancestors were timid. Our ancestors were pessimistic because their kids survived to spread their genes to become us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're taking your listener phone calls by giving us a call at 612-564-8135. Well, before the break, we had a very profound question, and that is, am I basically optimistic or pessimistic about the future? Well, first of all, let me be clear. Nobody knows the future. I'm a physicist. I'm not a soothsayer. I'm not a fortune teller. I look at trends. Trends because we physicists create the future. We're the ones who invented the transistor, the laser. We invented television, x-ray machines, MRI scans. We created the space program. In fact, if you think about it, most of the inventions of the 20th century can be traced back to a physicist. And when we create these things, we realize that we are changing human history for the better as a consequence. Now, some people think that all these wonders come from aliens from outer space. I get a lot of calls saying, Professor, maybe at Roswell, we captured a flying saucer, reverse engineered all their technology, and bingo, voila, we have the iPhone. That's where the internet comes from, alien technology. And I say, no. These technologies, some of them were created by friends of mine. Charlie Towns, the guy just down the hall from me at Berkeley, he's the guy who invented the laser, for God's sake. And so you realize that it was physicists who created much of the architecture. It was not aliens from outer space. And I tell people that if you've ever been in a flying saucer and talked to these aliens from outer space, I tell them that the next time they kidnap you, for God's sake, steal something. I don't care what it is, an alien paperweight, there's no law against stealing from an extraterrestrial. No law whatsoever. You will not be prosecuted for stealing from an alien civilization. So anyway, the point I'm raising is simple. Our ancestors were timid. Our ancestors were fearful. Our ancestors were worried about the future. Our ancestors were worried about anything new. Now, why is that? Because their children survived. As a consequence, we are their children. We are their progeny. Our ancestors, which were too bold, too optimistic, too open about new dangers, well, they got eaten up by the tigers. Their children did not survive to talk about it. You see, there's no gene for science. However, there is a gene for superstition. There is a gene for jumping to conclusions. There is a gene for seeing things that are not there because they were good for us. In the forest, it was good that you saw things that didn't exist because 9 times out of 10, it was nothing. But that one time, it saved your butt. That one time, it was, in fact, a lion hiding in the forest. That's why when you see a picture of random squirrels, circles and squirrels, you think that there is an image. You think there's something lurking in that swirl of lines. Because our brain is hardwired to see things that are not really there. You can do this, of course, with a simple Rorschach test. Get an ink blot of random patterns created by an ink blot, and you will see things without your permission. Even if you tell yourself, I'm not going to see anything, I'm not going to see anything, and you see an ink blot, you will see something because your brain is hardwired to see things that are not there because it helped us in the forest. So when we were in the forest, before the creation of science, it was good for us that we were fearful, pessimistic. We saw things when there was nothing really there. And we believed in magic and superstition. And there's probably a gene for all of this, but there's no gene for science. Science is an acquired taste. It's due to the fact that we can reproduce and test and falsify these statements. That's why we believe in science, not because there's a gene for science. And that's why I tend to think that people who are overly pessimistic are giving in to their ancestral genetics into believing that all is bad, woe is me. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Nathan. I live in Los Angeles. I guess my question is, I know neural regeneration isn't possible right now, but will it be possible in our lifetime? I know it's kind of a hot topic with neuroscientists, but I was wondering how close we are, if at all. Thank you.
Well, you ask a question whether or not regeneration is possible. And by that, I guess you mean regeneration of organs of the body. Like, for example, a salamander. If you rip off an arm or a leg from a salamander, the salamander will regenerate it. But we cannot. If you lose an arm or a leg, they're gone forever. And the question is, is it possible to regenerate human organs? Well, in principle, the answer is yes, but we now know the mechanism by which regeneration takes place. By analyzing very carefully the cellular structure of salamanders that can regenerate organs, we realize that it's stem cells. Stem cells that allow the salamander to then regrow arms and legs. Now, we are mammals. It turns out that we lost that ability. Once upon a time, years and years ago, millions of years ago, mammals and reptiles shared a common heritage. However, when we became mammals, we lost that ability to regenerate human organs. Now, of course, if you saw Spider-Man, and you know that in the Spider-Man movies, he's up against the lizard, who can, in fact, regenerate organs of the body. And that's why he's one of Spider-Man's big enemies. However, at the present time, we scientists have not yet been able to reproduce this fact. However, stem cell technology is one of the hot areas, and it is possible that we are now teasing apart the mechanism, the genetic mechanism that allows reptiles to do this, but we have not yet been able to duplicate it for human beings. However, I think it's only a matter of time before we make headway in this direction, but it's not here yet. Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break. The number to call is 612-564-8135 if you want to get on Science Fantastic.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.